when looking for somebody to proofread your paper, you want to avoid people who are probably only going to tell you good things because they are your friends and they only want to say good things about it. You want to find somebody who is going to be willing and feel free to point out where some of your significant errors are. If you're somebody who has a number of misspellings in your paper, if you're somebody who has a number of sentence fragments in your paper, if you failed to clearly identify or explain some of your ideas, you need somebody, not simply want somebody, but you need somebody who's going to point out these failings to you so that you can correct these issues before you hand in your paper. If you give your paper to somebody who's your best friend, they're simply going to tell you, probably 9 times out of 10, that what you've given them is a great paper and that they think it should get an A, regardless of whether or not it actually should. It is for this reason that it makes a lot of sense to become very familiar with the Writing Center here at Husson College. In the Writing Center, you'll have people who, they won't be necessarily proofreading for you, but they will be able to make suggestions that are going to help you improve your writing. And that's why it makes sense to bring your drafts up to the Writing Center and to become real familiar with the very nice staff up there. Once you have had someone else look at your paper, you need to be thinking about the specific writing rules that I've been teaching you in class. How I've been talking about, you know, making sure you're writing in complete sentences and how to check to make sure your sentences are complete sentences. All of those issues that we'll be addressing in class are very important, and it is up to you to find these issues and correct them in your paper. It's one of the reasons why good notes are so important in a college level writing class. So after you've gone through your paper looking at the form, and after you've had someone else look through your paper and point out some of the weaker areas, then is the time to sit down and really begin to take out the red pen and to find out the specific things that are wrong. Notice that at this point you've gone through your paper 3 separate times, and that's really important. Proofreading is much more than simply reading the paper once and then handing it in. Proofreading numerous times is a very good idea, because every time you read, you will find something new to correct. Papers are very rarely perfect, but they can almost always be made better.